Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the 15th chapter of John, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, open our hearts and our minds and our ears to hear your word for us this morning. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. And may your wisdom and will be obvious in what we hear, that we may be transformed. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything in your life that you really want to like, but no matter how many times you try it, you just don't? This is where I have arrived with gardening. I want to love it. I think I should love it. It'd be really awesome to be good at it, but no matter how much I try, I'm just not. Perhaps you're thinking that I'm being too hard on myself, so let me just give you some of my credentials. So far this year, I have been a party to the demise of 8 different tomato plants, 2 parsley plants, 8 marigolds, 2 basil plants, and a pepper plant. And that was just in the last 6 weeks. I'm not sure what the opposite of a green thumb is, but I'm pretty sure that I have 10 fingers and 10 toes of it. And despite my continued failures, I keep trying. Because for me, there's nothing better than fresh fruit or vegetables or herbs straight from the garden. Nothing tastes better than fruit that I have raised with my own hands in a garden that I have tended with diligence and care. You see, the fruit reflects the health of the garden and the care of the gardener. It is something to be incredibly proud of when beautiful produce comes from a garden that you have spent so much time and energy and love on. Jesus is all too aware of what it takes to bear good fruit. This is my command, he says, that you love one another as I have loved you. Our scripture today is situated in the middle of this long speech that Jesus is giving to his disciples on the night of his arrest. The other gospels center the story of Jesus' final moments with his disciples around a meal, bread and wine that is broken and blessed and shared. The writer of John instead focuses the story around Jesus' words and these final conversations he has with his disciples. You see, these are the ones that Jesus loved, the ones who followed when he asked, and the ones who have tried their best, imperfect as they are, to learn what Jesus has taught them. Jesus has watered and cared for them, pruned away the parts of them where their energy was being wasted, and now he's looking upon the fruit he has borne, hoping that they have learned enough to become gardeners themselves. Jesus' life is itself a testament to the transformative power of love. The faith he has planted and cultivated in his disciples is not grounded in fear, which was and continues to be a powerful and coercive force. In the world of empires, obedience was and is sought through fear. Yet here is Jesus, bucking convention, living and teaching by love, and inviting his disciples to wield its power in the same way. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. Love holds nothing back. Love transforms servants into beloved friends capable of loving back. I think of this as we celebrate our seniors this morning. Are they not the good fruit of this church, which the Spirit has borne? The short time that I've been fortunate enough to spend with our seniors, I have been able to experience the results of all the love that their families and this congregation has put into supporting and encouraging them. This is a group of incredible young people. They are caring and considerate and funny and full of personality. They have endured the hardships of the pandemic with grace and courage. They are imperfect, as we all are, yet they continue to seek out their faith and see how they might contribute to its flourishing in their own lives. What I'm trying to say is you raised some good ones, and I have no doubt that as they step into this next chapter of their lives, that they will carry with them that faith that you helped grow within them. You have modeled for them faithful discipleship as Christ has modeled it for us, and now we look to them with all the hope we can muster for the future. It's interesting how Jesus clarifies his instruction here, not just to bear fruit, but to bear fruit that lasts. As we all know, fruit by its very nature is perishable. It's not meant to last. At least not as long as we would like. I can't tell you how many brown bananas my wife has stuffed into our freezer, hoping beyond hope to preserve whatever is left beneath the decaying peel. Even now, I'm sure we have parents who are watching their kids grow at what feels like hyperspeed. I remember thinking at the Easter egg hunt last month how much our children have grown since the last time I had seen many of them. Time will not wait, and before we know it, they will be graduating and moving on. Jesus speaks to his disciples on the eve of his own death. He's not long for the world either, and he knows his disciples will not live forever. From the dust we were made, and to the dust we shall return. Bodies break down, and Jesus knows his body will soon be broken. He knows it is the love found in the relationships that he has nurtured that will endure. The love that turns a student into a teacher. Love for which there is nothing greater. Love from which salvation comes. It is the cyclical love of God. God loving us, us learning to love from God, and us loving God and each other. That endures year after year, disciple after disciple, generation after generation. One of my all-time favorite actors is Daniel Day-Lewis, who is notorious for diving completely into a role. He practices a form of acting called method acting, in which for a time he studies under a teacher and completely embodies the character he's hoping to play every second of the day. For the film Phantom Thread, which is about a dressmaker in the mid-20th century, he studied an entire year under a world-renowned costume designer. He refused to begin filming until he could sew a dress up to the standard of his teacher. In an interview, Lewis joked that he wasn't exactly sure when it was, but there was a moment when he stopped being an actor making a dress and began to be a dressmaker who could act. Jesus has shown us how to build relationships, how to cultivate faith through love and welcome, all the things he has learned with his relationship with God. And if we follow, If we love as God has loved, then those who we love will do the same. We will become what we have lived, and we will live doing exactly what we have learned from it. Seasons of transition often come with questions about what will remain the same and what will change in the future. I, like many of you, have been asking questions about what will remain after the pandemic is over. Will we all come back to our churches and our schools and our workplaces? Will meetings still be primarily over Zoom? What will we have learned that we will continue to do even after we are given the all clear? Jesus seems to offer us an answer about what will endure. The things that will always remain are the things that we have poured our love into. It is the relationships we have formed and maintained even at a distance. What will last is how it felt to see our loved ones for the first time in a while, or the joy that came with a phone call you weren't expecting from a friend that was just checking in. What will last is the love we have received from God and from each other, and how it has moved us to love all that much more. I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. Know that you are loved, and love as though you know it. There are no better gardeners than those who do. Amen.